Chief Executive Officer of the National Center for Technological Innovation, Petrus Gumbs, told NBC News that participants will receive intense training in indoor and outdoor fiber optics.
I must say, I could be wrong, it's the first time we will be having that in St. Vincent, where we're bringing in regional trainers to start training our professionals here how to get accredited certificate, internationally accredited certificate, to do fiber optics outdoors and also indoors. It's going to be an intense hands-on session because it's going to be a week. So we want to make sure that the persons who come are very confident, they're comfortable, so that we don't have to do much babysitting because we're going to go 1, 2, 3 right down the line and, you know, get them out of the way. This project is a collaboration with NCTI and NTRC, which is headed by Director Apollo Knight. And he realized that there is a need for that, because even if you go and you look around the community, you drive around the community, you will see someone doing, if you ask them, they're either from Jamaica, they're from St. Lucia, they're not Vincentian most of the time.
Mr. Gumbs said the program is accessible to persons who already have experience in telecommunications.
So we want to start making that accessible for our technicians here to be involved with that. So persons who have some experience in telecommunications already or already working in the field and want that accredited certificate, is that ETA, internationally recognized certificate, right? And they can sign up and connect with the NCTI and get that. We are hoping to finish that by the end of September. And that is, at the moment, 20 participants. We also work with the community college to get 5 students who might be interested in that field. It will be free for them. So that is our understanding that both organizations have. And it's something that the director of NTRC is passionate about, so that he wants to start getting young persons into this technical field, because whether you like it or not, information technology is going to be a big deal moving forward, and we have to get the infrastructure. So if they are interested in something like that, they would have to call the NCTI, or they could go on to the Facebook page and be able to see the flyer there along with the registration form and be able to register there, and then once we see the register, we'll give them a call.
Mr. Gumbs further noted that the program is open to all interested individuals, and he outlined some of the prerequisites required for entry into the program.
We welcome females in this field as well. From what I have seen, I haven't seen much female in the area of fiber optics, but in telecommunication and the whole area surrounding telecommunication have a lot of females in there. The nice thing about this is that if someone has electrical training or electrical certificate, like running electricals, this is a nice lateral shift that they could come on to, because a lot of homes now are being built with running the fiber cable throughout the building and surrounding as well. So once they're able in construction, they're into drawings and designs and all that kind of thing, these are the different things that they can diversify themselves into as well. It will be good if they come with some networking experience, dealing with servers and running of cable, running of electrical cable. It will be a plus for them to come with that, as well as being confident, because the program is blended option, meaning the first part gonna be online and the second part gonna be hands-on. So prerequisite will be a little bit, you know, some confidence, some understanding, as well as some previous knowledge in how the industry work as well.
Chief Executive Officer at the National Center for Technological Innovation, the NCTI, Petrus Gumbs. I'm Nerissa Sandy with today's special report.